Tell me a little bit about mutilation rights.
We like touring.
Yeah, we like going on tour a lot. We write songs and then immediately go on tour before even having them squared away.
Yeah, we're definitely more of a live band. Mm-hmm. Than anything. We're very loud live. Yeah.
Oh.
Now your style's been described as black as fuck by certain magazines. Do you want to describe your sound for new listeners, and which songs would you recommend for people just getting into mutilation rights?
I definitely recommend the newest record, Empyrean. CD just came out on Prosthetic in May. Gilead Media just released the 12-inch, and I don't know. It's just black metal, heavily influenced by Crest, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think we try to be as like crusty as we can while playing black metal, you know.
It's just kind of the way it comes out. Right.
Yeah, it's not really it's just we write what we want to write. It's not like we make an effort to have a sound, you know.
Okay. Now, describe the New York scene in your own words.
We're not really a part of it.
Okay.
I mean, we kind of are. Like, you and Ryan work at St. Vitus. Like,
yeah.
We're good friends with a lot of bands in the local metal scene, but
we try not to play here too much. Yeah. Just because a lot of local bands play here, like, every other weekend or whatever, and no one gives a shit. We play here every 3 months, and still no one gives a shit, so whatever.
Yeah.
Now, you guys really into any gore horror movies by chance?
Cult horror movies?
Gore, cult, whatever.
I really like a lot of zombie movies.
Okay.
Pretty much anything.
Yeah.
I
think you can name a few of your favorites.
I mean, obviously, like classics like Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, Zombie. What else? I don't know. Some of the newer stuff, like 28 Days Later and stuff, that shit's cool. Pretty much anything with zombies.
Yeah. Both of you played in Heuristic.
Yeah.
What was that like? And could you describe the New England scene?
That was like Matthew Hardcore. And I don't know. We've been away from that whole scene. Mutilation Rights hasn't even gone out there just because we live there and we've played there enough. We don't really care to go there. We'd rather go somewhere that we have never been.
I haven't even been back to Boston in like a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, I haven't been back there in a while. I go back to visit my parents, that's about it, but that's like once a year. So, I don't know. I tend to stay out of it. Boston is a funny city because it changes over so much because it's such a college town.
The whole scene changes every 4 years.
I mean more than that. It's like if you're 24, you're old as fuck there. Like, you know, either that or you're going to be like a Boston lifer, which is a shitty fate.
Now, Justin, what do you bring to the table that makes Mutilation Rights so different?
I guess I just don't give a fuck. I'm not trying to impress anyone with my drumming. Like, I've already been through all that shit, so I just play what's right for the song. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, I guess a lot of metal drummers tend to, like, overplay, and I look at it from more of a punk aspect.
Did you have any formal training, like drum lessons or anything?
Yeah, I started playing drums when I was 8.
Okay.
So I was in like the school band and the jazz band and all that shit. Mm-hmm. I got drum lessons for a long time, but I guess I stopped getting drum lessons when I was like 14.
Okay.
I've just been in as many bands as possible. I mean, being a drummer, especially in New York, you're always busy. If you're decent, you can keep decent time. So it's just a lot of playing with different people. You just learn a lot of stuff.
Okay.
You know, especially joining other bands that have had previous drummers, you kind of like pick up little things from what they did, kind of integrate it in your own style.
Okay. Do you guys have any warm-ups or pre-show rituals that you do?
We used to get shit-faced.
Not so much anymore.
And then we stopped, and everyone thought we got better, but we were just less wasted.
I definitely need like 2 or 3 beers before I play, so I can feel comfortable.
I mean, I do like stick warm-ups and stuff like that.
Okay.
But no, there's not...
Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, we don't have like a ritual or anything like
that.
Okay.
It's kind of just the live set.
No, you guys are still basically a DIY band, yep, very much at the time. Do you have any tips for any DIY bands? Like, how do you do it? How do you get your tours out? And just what have you with DIY?
Get on the, you know, get in the band, man.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah. You show up to a show, just make sure you're...
Just make friends with people. You figure it out. If you hooked up with the wrong promoter the first time, chances are the right promoter will be there, or someone can point you in the right direction, so the next time you come out, you can have a better show, and then maybe they know some other spots that you didn't know about. It's just basically just meeting people and, you know, I mean, making friends with people. And
yeah, going on tour is nothing but first impressions, so you gotta make sure you're like...
Yeah.
You know.
What's your future plans?
Now that we actually have a solid lineup, so we had a bunch of different bass players for a while. It's just basically people that didn't travel well or couldn't travel enough. So now we have Ryan, who also plays in Today's a Day and Wet Nurse, okay, as like a permanent member. So that's kind of made things a lot easier. We don't have to like rush to teach someone new songs before tour or whatever. So now, I don't know, we're just more of a unit now, I guess. You know, he was an old friend anyways, and you know, Mike and I started the band, and George and I have been friends for years, so it was kind of like the three of us trying to find someone that we gelled with and wound up being another friend.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, just we're already writing another record. I don't want to project when it'll be done because we have no idea. We have like, I don't know, we're like sort of a couple songs in. We kind of have one done, but like a couple others in the works. But we expect a new record next year, at least.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, I mean, we're going to do this tour now. Probably take the winter off, I guess, and then we're gonna do like the whole South by thing.
Okay.
I'm assuming, and then like a full U.S. with that, and then after that we're planning on Europe like next summer.
It's awesome. What's your guys' superpowers?
Superpowers?
My hair. Superpowers.
It's the only thing I got going for me.
Yeah.
I can drink an ungodly amount of bourbon.
So, thank you guys.
You got it.